You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. And we are met this morning by the words of Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, be not deaf to me. Lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy. When I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary, do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward, because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of His hands. He will tear them down and build them up no more. Blessed be the Lord, for He has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. The Lord is the strength of His people. He is the saving refuge of His anointed. O, save your people, and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd, and carry them forever. The psalm written by King David is one of three that seem to go together, Psalm 26, 27, and 28, and they're all connected to the time when David's son Absalom rebelled against him. You might remember the story. How he sought to grab the throne from his father before his father had died, and how David, because of the love he had for his son, had trouble seeing this coming, and all the much more had trouble fighting back after the fact. And in fact, it took some of his generals to go into his place and kind of fight the war for him. But David is confused, he is bothered, he is frustrated, and he's even, you can see, angry. And chief among the reasons being this, that he is God's anointed king. David didn't make himself king. God made himself king. So to set yourself against David as a Jew, particularly, I mean, as the nations, it's true too, but as a Jew, is to set yourself against God. And this is where we get some of this language in the psalm where he says, repay them according to their works, according to their deeds, according to what their hands have done, render them their reward. This isn't because they've come against David personally. This is because they've come against God's Christ. And that's how you, Christian, can then pray these here today, that it is a truth and a fact that we should and must and do pray for judgment against the unbelieving world. Of course we want them to repent, to turn to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. But we will not on the day of judgment, as the wicked are cast into the flames of their own making, pity them or cry for them or miss them. No, we will say, justice has been done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For they have rejected God Himself. They have rejected Jesus Christ. As a prototype, this is taking place in David's own life. And the psalm itself splits into two parts. First, his own human despair, his own being bothered at this fact that nobody respects how God has set him there as king, as prototype of the Christ, as anointed one over Israel. And so he asks, don't let me go down to Sheol, right? Be my rock, defend me, hear my plea for mercy. And then it all shifts. The second half of the psalm, he's no longer asking for mercy. He's saying, oh yeah, duh, I have it. That's how I stood against Goliath with nothing but a sling. That is how I stood under Saul and did not lift my hand against him. That is how I drove the Philistines from my land. That is how I repented when I was confronted with my sin. With Bathsheba, I believed that God had spoken true. And so even though Absalom does not believe that I am the king, I will trust that God has said that I am the king. Blessed be the Lord, for He has heard my plea for mercy even before I spoke it. And so David can be certain that God is his strength and his shield, for he has this very great and precious promise that he's going to reign And then he's going to put a son on the throne after him. And then that kingdom, that reign, that throne will be established forever. Now, we don't have that promise directly. It is not promised to you that you can go out and fight a war in the name of God and not be defeated. David had that promise. You don't. Except for that you do. It's just totally a different war. It's not a war against men with six fingers and spears like the shaft of a pole, right? It's a war against the principalities and darkness of this present evil age, whose weapons are not swords and shields, but are words and ideas and lies. And you have a shield. You have the shield of faith in the promises you have in your baptism, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, which is Christ's vicarious atonement for you. And against all this, the flaming darts of the evil one have no course. They cannot pierce what God has set between you and him. It is in that way the very same great and precious promise. It is greater than what God said to David, although we would counter it lesser because we put so much trust in our flesh and in the present age and what we think we need here. But what we think we need and what God has decided to give us, because we do need it, are two very different things, and he has chosen the better portion. And that's yours. That's yours as a gift. It's yours as a washing of regeneration. It's yours as an absolution and forgiveness that is proclaimed to you regularly. It's yours as a unity of flesh and blood with the very man who is the Son of God, who's gone down into that pit, that Sheol, but did not become like those who went before him or after. Instead, he swallowed death with his death and walked out to swallow you with his life. So that no matter what you face in these days, struggle, trial, tribulation, joy, comfort, peace, you have this same prayer that David prayed against the enemies of Israel, against the world, sin within you, the devil himself, and you have the knowledge that God has already sent forth his answer, that he has been your shepherd and intends to carry you forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord.